You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The Bay Area has been applauded for its response to the coronavirus, for its early shelter-in-place guidelines, and for beginning, at least for now, to flatten the curve. But there are big hurdles ahead. Two people at San Francisco's largest homeless shelter have tested positive for COVID-19. And homeless advocates and a vocal group from the Board of Supervisors have all criticized the city's response to protect some of their most vulnerable residents. KELW's Angela Johnston has more.
Kimberly Johnson knows hotels. She has been homeless for almost a decade, and most nights she stays at a shelter. But when she can pull together enough money, she books a room at a hotel just to take a break from shelter life.
And sometime on my way heading back there, I would tear up, or I would look in the air and be like, oh God, please, Lord, just let this be over. I'm so tired of being homeless.
When her current shelter director at the Bethel AME Church in San Francisco told her she could ride out the coronavirus at the Oasis Inn instead of on the mat at her shelter, she was one of the first to sign up.
The main reason why I came, my peace of mind is very, very priceless. Who would choose being on one mat? Who would choose being on mats over being in your own space at the hotel?
And she says she's really comfortable.
I'm sitting down now. It has a nice leather desktop chair, the desktop computer. It has a lamp. The chair is really comfortable. It looks almost new. The bedding, I didn't put it all the way to my nose, but it smelled very, very clean.
She says at the shelter, she was constantly around people, sleeping less than 6 feet apart. Plus, there was no place to bathe. Now, for the first time in ages, she's had her own bathroom for more than just a few nights.
The bathroom, both shower curtains, was brand new to where when I got in here, it smelled clean. I could smell the newness. You have somewhere to wash your face, hand brush your teeth, and use the restroom.
There are about 8,000 unhoused people in San Francisco. The city's moved fewer than 200 of them from shelters or the street to hotels. Abigail Stewart-Kahn from the Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing says getting rooms just takes time.
There are many factors that go into opening hotel rooms that include hotel staffing, meals, transportation, security, cleaning.
But the city didn't move Kimberly Johnson. Supervisor Dean Preston did. He says while city agencies started talking about moving homeless people into rooms early on, they stalled. So he started a GoFundMe and raised money.
In District 5, went directly to our two emergency shelters, worked with the shelter provider, rented out rooms for folks at a local hotel, and have moved so far 39 people from the shelters directly into private hotel rooms.
The Bacon Bacon food truck is volunteering to cook and deliver meals for people staying at hotels. And some shelter staff transition to working out of the hotel instead of the church.
There are over 30,000 available vacant hotel rooms with hotel owners who have no income right now, who are eager to rent them out. Like, we had no trouble. Just looking at District 5 for a minute, we effectively completely emptied one shelter and thinned out the population of another shelter dramatically, and went to a hotel owner and did all that in a matter of days.
Preston is part of a coalition of supervisors who are openly criticizing the city for what they say is a very slow response. Supervisor Matt Haney also moved 17 shelter residents into hotel rooms instead of waiting on the city. Supervisor Hillary Ronan, who represents District 9, calls it a disgrace.
And if there's a massive outbreak in the homeless community and in shelters here in San Francisco, which is just beginning, then there are not going to be ventilators or ICU rooms for anybody but that population. And that hurts everyone. We need to step up, and we needed to step up a month ago. And we just have failed as a city.
Right now, the city administration is only moving people in specific categories: the elderly, people with pre-existing conditions, or those who were exposed or actually have the virus. One reason is cost. FEMA will only help cover hotel rooms for this particular subset of people. But Ronan says it'll end up costing the city more in the long run if San Francisco doesn't act preventatively. She wants all unhoused people who can take care of themselves, even healthy asymptomatic ones, in hotel rooms before anyone gets sick. She says that's the way to stop an outbreak in crowded shelters from happening. London Breed announced this week that there were more confirmed shelter cases.
We also learned today that two individuals who tested positive for COVID-19 at MSC South have been in contact with 19 residents who had so far moved into the new location at Moscone West. All 19 individuals at Moscone West are being moved into quarantine into hotels as a precautionary measure.
A week ago, the mayor and the Human Services Agency put out a plan to house 400 homeless people in the Moscone West Convention Center. But they got pushback when a reporter from the homeless newspaper Street Sheet shared a photo of the setup, a giant hall full of green mats on the ground, divided only by boxes drawn with white tape. Breed says it was following CDC guidelines, but some supervisors called it a mega shelter. And then when people staying there were found to be exposed, Breed changed course. Moscone will now house fewer people, and the city says it'll secure thousands more hotel rooms to thin shelters, focusing on people over 60 with underlying conditions. Still, some members of the Board of Supervisors don't think the new plan does enough. They point to how quickly they were able to secure hotel rooms for homeless people on their own. The city's new plan now calls for 4,500 hotel rooms to house both the homeless population and others who need to be quarantined. But Supervisor Matt Haney says that number falls short.
4,500 rooms does not meet the need that we have in our city. And it would certainly, based on what we've seen, leave thousands of people in large congregate shelters and out on the streets, which is dangerous, it's reckless, it's unacceptable, and it is not adequate to prevent the spread of the virus.
So he and others introduced emergency legislation at yesterday's Board of Supervisors meeting that would require the city to commandeer over 8,000 hotel rooms by April 26th, the expected peak of the virus in California. A small portion of those rooms would go to workers on the front line and those needing medical quarantine, but most would go to people experiencing homelessness. Supervisor Aaron Peskin spoke at a press conference before the meeting.
We will be judged in the future by how San Francisco dealt with our most vulnerable. It is time to step it up. The time is yesterday, and I intend to vigorously support this measure and other measures. The peak is yet to come.
The board will vote on the ordinance next week, and after that, Mayor London Breed needs to sign or veto it. Kimberly Johnson, one of the few shelter residents in a hotel, says she'll stay here as long as she's allowed. Right now, that's 4 more weeks. She says her days are spent mostly inside her room, with a few socially distant walks outside.
I don't feel tanked in, but sometimes I'm like, well, dang, I am kind of starting to feel like I'm in jail. But the only reason why I really don't actually feel like that, I can get out with my gloves and mask. And I've been just going right up the street on Franklin to the Walgreens and back.
In San Francisco, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.
Angela is KALW's Deputy News Director. You can keep up with the latest COVID-19 coverage at kalw.org/coronavirus.